Blog Talk Radio.
Operation Shitstorm in a Basket.
Oh! Oh, shit! All systems are offline! Ah! This can mean only one thing!
What?
Cyber terrorism!
Butch! We're running out of air in here!
It's like that choking game I like to play with my dad! Only it's real.
We've got to save your friends.
They called me gay. Maybe I'll just let them die.
It's called transference, buddy. It's basic Jungian psychology from your planet. We have to save those morons or we'll be just as bad as they.
Well, okay then.
Hey, y'all need to get in the seminal vesicle airlock and hit the eject button. We'll catch you.
I'm going out like I began.
Hoorah, motherfucker!
Will the Commander and Dick explode in the vacuum of space? Will Butch become a granola-eating liberal pinko? Will the Commander offend any other minorities?
Taking a handicapped woman against her will!
Will the alien sign a book deal with a women's magazine discussing conflict resolution in your marriage? Will liberals ever stop hating America?
Find out next time! Only on Republican Space Rangers!
Republican Space Rangers!
CNT.
Why would you inflict something like that on me, knowing farewell that I'm going to lay into you like a motherfucker?
My fucking bird is running its mouth in the background, just interrupting me and bothering me. I'm really upset about this.
You don't. That's what I try to tell everybody. It doesn't take that. It just takes you against the beast.
And this other show, it just, I didn't like it. I listened to 5 minutes of it, and I have people sending me texts and emails saying, did you hear the last show? And I got to be honest with you, I haven't listened to it. But what we did do is have a little bit of fun with this person because they're crying for attention. And we always come through by giving attention.
This was going to be the weekend edition. This was going to be the comic relief to it all. Well, see, and it worked really well. And I enjoy weekend edition. We had a lot of fun with it. It's a great fucking show. But now it comes time to change the name, folks. And it's simply put because we're no longer on the SansNet Radio Network.
And I don't know if she's still out there or not. I didn't even look. I don't go on Blog Talk at all. I have no reason to. I never really enjoyed it. It was where the trollers ruled. It wasn't my favorite place to be. However, I did
say what?
Now tell me. Who are you?
KILA 186. Deuce.
The worldwide radio show.
That's why you're goofy bone.
Let me tell you something.
Talk shit.
Blog Talk Radio.
And Spreaker.
Brings you the most controversial radio show on the internet.
We live, bitches.
Recorded live.
This program contains corrupt material, including offensive language.
Viewer discretion advised.
Is he smoking something?
Stupid American public you're talking about.
Oh, please, give me a break.
You are now entering season 8.
It's a wild card. Flies by the seat of his pants, completely unpredictable.
I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best.
Out alone the edge, it's always where I'm burned to be.
What the fuck is this, the danger zone?
Chewbacca, change this trolley into a fucking jumbo jet.
Would you say we'd be venturing into a zone of danger?
Well, yes, obviously.
No, but I mean, how would you phrase that?
The zone will be one of danger.
Now entering the danger zone.
All right, you got a bogey. 2 o'clock low, Maverick. You got the angle. Piece of cake, pal.
Goofy bones. Goof.
who talks to Chewbacca.
Danger Zone is the fucking worst show on the internet.
Oh my god, he's stupid.
They loaded drugs and he has to bean burritos, right?
So what the hell's going on here?
You gotta fire it up now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1.
We're hot, let's go.
We have ignition, strap in. You're about to listen to
Danger Zone.
And those were his last words.
And that's how stupid I was. This is internet radio. I forgot.
There are no points for second place.
An idea about what we do. We would not be good at what we do, would we? We would be cunts. You calling us cunts?
It also makes you incredibly mean.
And ugly.
Seriously, Danger Zone.
Oh, no. Not again.
Welcome to the Danger Zone.
In a 4G inverted dive with a MiG-28.
What is that?
I'm reloading.
Lion cuss.
Okay.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
Come on in here, motherfucker.
One moment, please. I know who this man is.
You do?
Goofy Bone.
Yes. Who?
Goofy Bone's a punk ass bitch. That nigga's scared, guys.
Why, you ain't coming in? Okay, I'm coming up. Are you up against me now, motherfucker? I'm gonna blow your fucking brains out. You think you're big time?
Spreaker, bitches.
You're gonna fucking die, big time!
Danger Zone!
Why won't you die? Welcome to the Danger Zone.
I went to the Danger Zone. Gonna take it right into the Danger Zone. I went to the Danger Zone. Right into the Danger Zone.
I know. Let's have a spelling contest. How about if I just ring your scrawny neck?
Gentlemen, this is the real thing. This is what you've been trained for. You are America's best. Make us proud.
Two unpopular dicks like you.
Yeah, I turned it in. Did y'all hear me? I turned the report in. I did. That's me admitting it on the air. So if you get 404, I did it.
The hell you say?
Okay.
Oh my God, Sheriff!
Wait till he sobers up. Are they going to be in trouble?
Which I told you a few times that I did like your show.
You can't win!
So don't sit here and put this stupid, dumb bean and cheese fruity ass on a pedestal.
You know what? I'm not going to tell you how to run your show, dude.
Hey, man, we could have had it. Hey, we could have had it, man.
I will fire when I am goddamn good and ready. You got that?
For the closer fucking list for a goddamn second, let me think.
Imagining things is a way of learning, too. Let's have some of our kind of imagining. Our kind of make-believe.
Get ready for a surprise!
It's the raccoon of danger. Woo-hoo!
And let's fly the airwaves of Spreaker into the danger zone.
Oh yes, oh yes. Your brown color commentator is back, ladies and gentlemen. How is everybody doing? Shit, we back live right here on another epic adventure of good old 186. Deuce, the worldwide radio show. And of course, y'all know who the fuck I am. I'm your brown color commentator. I'm the great Goofy Bones. What's up, people? How was everybody's weekend? My weekend was fucking fine and dandy, and I want to apologize for not being here yesterday. I had a little bit of a date. It went swell, but not as swell as the first time we fucking had our date, but oh well. Anyways, I decided to not do a show yesterday, so I apologize, people. But we're here today, and let's fucking have a good day. We're live in the danger zone. So it's time to get Dangerful. It's time to get Rodney Dangerfield. It's time to get so dangeristic that you would get so danger-defied if you even danger thought of it. Like Austin Danger Powers. But yeah. Anyways, we are back tonight. Mechazawa is not here with us. He is live on assignment. He's looking up a possible news story that we're going to have to cover, but he's out of the office today, so don't expect Mechazawa. It's just me and Chewbacca, the big dog. I don't care. I'm rolling a blunt, so fucking calm the fuck down. I want to give a shout-out to the early chit-chatters in the chat room and all the various websites, locations that we're at. I'm not going to read everybody in the chat room because there's, like, 9 different chat rooms and there's, like, fucking maybe 6 to 7 people in each one. Couple in others, but I'm not gonna name all those fucking names. But anyways, like I said, I'm licking the blunt right now, so excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Shit, we are running a little bit late. I totally forgot that, you know, I was over there fucking, you know, rolling weed, and I forgot that, you know, I ran out of blunts. So how can I roll weed without fucking blunts? You know, I mean, I chopped it all up. I got it all ready. But where was the blunts? They were nowhere to be found. So I had to go to the liquor store, go get me some fucking blunts, and had me a fucking great day. So now we're here just licking a blunt. So excuse me for the pause. And that moment of silence is brought to you in part by the greatest blunts in the world, White Owls, White Grapes. Don't be fooled by the other stupid competitions out there. If you want your blunts to have a slow burning, nice, enjoyable fucking smoke, smoke some White Owls. Make sure they're White Grapes. And believe me, you will enjoy it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk. Let's say what's going on in this motherfucking world we call America. Junkyard America, to be precise. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we all know Goofy Bone happens to be a Republican. Apparently, my House lawmaking fucking Republican fucking House of Representatives fucking Republican lawmaker fucking goddamn John Boehner, or Boehner, or whatever the fuck you want to call this goddamn idiot. To me, he was a fucking idiot. But anyways, all the smart Republicans have got together, and they have decided that they want to get this cocksucker out of the House of Representatives. They don't want him to be the speaker anymore. And why is that? Because he didn't do shit. He got the opportunity of the world, and he didn't do fucking diddly squat. He sat there and acted like he was fighting with President Obama. Now, ladies and gentlemen, President Obama is not taking my calls, as I called him several times during the day. You know, I don't want to hear that shit. I want you to push it to the people and fucking get shit done. That's why you were elected in your fucking seat. So don't cry when they want to kick you off of it. I'm serious, people. The House lawmakers have filed a motion to oust this motherfucker. And you guys don't believe me, go look it up yourself. You guys think I'm fucking lying. But it's time for somebody to be in that seat that knows right from wrong, that knows the gray parts in a black and white society. Someone that understands the motions of how to make the world go round. Not some stupid old fucking retarded looking hillbilly from fucking Idaho. Give me someone new, Chewbacca. I know you don't fucking vote for that shit, but I'm just saying. You're the only one here. Mech's not here, so I can't talk to nobody else. But yeah, that's what's going on in our good old House of Representatives. They don't care about, you know, changing laws and shit. They just want to get their fucking main fucking goat out of there. Get him out of there. Seriously. Well, let me tell you guys something. There's something going wrong in this fucking system that we call fucking what? Grants? Let me tell you guys something. Do you guys know the greatest cons in the world are in prison? And the greatest cons in the world know how to con inside of a prison? You know, some federal and state prisoners could soon be eligible for federal student aid to take college courses behind bars? What kind of fucking monkey shit is this? They're gonna give them student aid? For what? To buy fucking prison books? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the aid that would come in a form of a Pell Grant, which are for low-income people, and guess what? They don't have to repay it. It's okay. It's free. The Education Department confirms Tuesday that this is what's going on, and prisoners will be eligible, and trust me, they'll get it. They're not working. They want to supposedly go to school and get paid. See, this is what I don't understand. Okay, yeah, you got fucked up people in fucking the prison. Yeah, you know, shit happens. But then you're going to go and educate them. And then some of them are going to want to change their lives because they're educated. But then when they go and get an educated job, they got a prison record. And then they fail to fucking meet the credentials of a job because of their prison record. So guess what? The cycle continues. Because somebody's got to eat. And somebody needs to make money. So a motherfucker's going to go rob, shoot, steal, do whatever they can. And guess what? They go back to the can. Isn't America the nicest place to fucking want to rehabilitate yourself? Seriously, think about that. Why are you wasting taxpayers' money giving fucking these idiots who had a chance out in the real fucking world, giving these idiots an extra set of fucking cash on the side for their school books and pencils and all that other bullshit, when knowing goddamn well they can't use their education because of their prison record, because that bitch will trail you like a dog has a tail. And I'm dead serious, people. See, they do these stupid things to make the innocent idiots out there with no brains to think, oh, wow, America really cares about their prisoners. But how the fuck can you get a job when you got a fucking rap sheet? You just got out of prison. They're going to see that shit. I mean, let's be honest here, people. There's another form of spending our wonderful taxpaying money that us taxpayers donated to the government. can't wait until they start teaching fucking newborn babies how to ride bikes. And they're going to spend your taxpayer money to do that. One day, not today, but one day. But yeah, I mean, welcome to Chump Shot America, ladies and gentlemen. This is the real deal fucking Holyfield. And it's sad to say this shit. Like, I mean, yeah, you know, prisoners, you know, some people fuck up, you know. Then they're sitting in their jail cell and like, I don't want to be here. I want to change. Jesus Christ, I got a lousy fucking jail record. And every time I apply for a job, that son of a bitch fucking pops up. You know, that's why I don't even work, people. I could go and get a job. I have the education to sell anything. Shit. You gave me a computer chip, I'll sell it to a motherfucker that'll shove it up his ass. For real. When you're a salesman, you can sell anything. I could sell a little retarded kid a pencil. But see, the thing is that I hate when fucking, because of my past, they'll look at me a different way. Even though it's been maybe, I had a fucking incident, you know, 6, 7 years ago. But from there, there's been a fat gap. But regardless, they'll still look at me. They'll be thinking I'm stealing from the company. They'll be thinking this. I could be the best salesman in the world, bringing in millions of fucking dollars. But they'll always have it in the back of their mind that this person is up to no good. And it's sad how people think that way, but hey, everyone wants to be cautious. And I don't blame them, shit. You see a big old orc-looking motherfucker like me work at your company? I would be kind of scared, too. But yeah. I'm dead serious, people. So why are we going to waste our tax-paying money to educate these people? And you know what? They're not going to get an education. They're going to get that fucking college grant money, keep it to themselves, and they're going to drop out. But yeah, it's okay, because they don't have to pay it back. It's free. Great way to spend our tax-paying money. I weep for the fucking future, and I'm dead serious, people. Well, let me tell you something. I don't even know why we got that fucking cocksucker with the name John Kerry. Why the fuck do we got this motherfucking Michael Dukakis-looking motherfucker? Why is he over there trying to fucking make a fucking goddamn fucking stupid-ass terms and conditions on a nuclear fucking bullshit? This motherfucker ain't doing shit. You believe that these motherfuckers want to work on their terms and this cocksucker wants to allow it? Why even have terms? Why even go over there and discuss anything if it's going to be on their terms? The fuck are Americans stupid and they're not seeing this shit? I'm serious. That fucking nuclear Iran bullshit should have been fucking solved in a one fucking sitting meeting. Plain and fucking simple. You fucking get rid of your shit or we'll bomb your shit to blow up your shit. Plain and fucking simple. But no, we have to have some talks and we have to sit down and we have to take pictures. And we have to do this, and we have to do that, and yeah. Get the fuck out of here! is how our government works for us, people. Just send one of those nukes over here. I want to see the response time on America. Do we have a force field like in Star Wars? Like we told the fucking good old USSR dumb fucks who believed it? Oh, the Americans, they have a force field like Star Wars. And that's what ended the nuclear war, people. I mean, seriously. The Cold War that we were supposedly in, that's what ended it. We had an invisible force field, so whatever they shot at us, it was going to bounce off. That's how dumb those fucking USSR dumb fucks believe that shit. So stupid on how government is so dumb. I mean, you can throw homeless people in the government. I bet you they'll at least get the ship on the right path. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the America we live in. This is the good old junkyard America that we live in. And I hope everyone's enjoying it. Chewbacca's going to open up the fucking phone lines right now if you guys want to call in, say hello, or even, you know, talk about any topic that we're talking about right now or whatever. Chewbacca just put the phone number in the chat room, so for those of you out there, it's simple. Dial the number, it's going to ask you for a passcode. Put in the passcode and enter pounds. And ta-da! You're live on the radio with us. We got a question in the Spreaker chat room saying, should we build a bomb shelter? Fuck a bomb shelter. Well, why waste your time on building a bomb shelter? Didn't you watch The Simpsons? Didn't you see Ned Flanders' fucking bomb shelter? And poor Ned, he had to walk and face the fucking asteroid himself. God bless Ned Flanders. But no, don't kid yourself with a bomb shelter unless we're getting invaded by another fucking country. Then that would be good, but until then, just sit in your room and wait for something to happen. I mean, seriously, if you really want to go to war, I mean, we could really go to fucking war. I bet you the gang members of the United States of America are more fit to go out there and handle business than some of these fucking, you know, on assignment war motherfuckers are doing out there. I'm dead serious. How come shit is not getting done with all the manpower and resources that we fucking got? You're telling me a stupid fucking cult called is really walking around and fucking taking over the place of the next fucking Nazi regime? And a lot of people don't know. And I'm dead serious. A lot of people don't know that Hitler was the closest man in the world to control the world. He was that close. But anyway. We're already, 30 minutes in, and I think I already need a blunt, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you out there who want to join us and smoke, I see a lot of people on the phone line right now. I'm going to open up the phone lines. And if you want to smoke with us, now's the time. I want you to fucking give us the best cost that you possibly can, because I want to hear you smoking with me. And the audience members out there in all the various chat rooms, press 420. Show me that you are eligible and ready to smoke weed with your homeboy Goofy Bone. We're just going to have a fucking ball. So, yeah. No, I'm sorry, Chewbacca. Can we get the weed smoking music? I'm sorry. Hey, Chewbacca, I'm fucking talking to you. Get the weed smoking music. All right, we're going to open up all the phone lines right here. I want to hear some people coughing because we're smoking weed. Now, there we go. Open up those lungs, people. Take the biggest hits you can. Join us. The caller in the, what is it, 805? Get that shit. There you go. There you go. And give a shout out to all the Periscope people out there. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first Hot Box live on the air. We're hot boxing the phone line, so join us. And like Barbie Avenger said in the chat room of Spreaker, if you're a non-smoker, get the fuck out of here. We're here to smoke some weed, bitches. Did I hear a baby coughing? People, don't have your children next to you while you're smoking on the phone. There you go. Caller in the 916, I want to hear you cough. Hey, no more babies, man. Maybe your babies cough. All right, everybody, cough, because we're going to end this bitch. Not the show, but we're going to end the fucking smoke session. Can't believe they have their goddamn babies up in this motherfucker. I mean, I only encourage the youth to smoke candy cigarettes so they can at least feel the feeling of smoking something. And with candy cigarettes, at the end, you could chew the candy, you know. Give it a little extra satisfaction before the children go to bed. But, yeah, I don't encourage you smoking weed right in front of your children. But anyways, that's your problem and not mine. Welcome back to the Danger Zone. I'm your host, Goofy Bone, and we're here just chilling. It's me and Chewbacca tonight. Mechazawa is on assignment, so he is not going to join us. Probably for the rest of his life, but no, I'm just playing. No, he's out there looking for a news story that I told him to look into, and maybe he'll be back tomorrow, depending if he figured out the information that I told him to and all that other wonderful good stuff. But anyways, I want to give a shout out to all those people in all the various chat rooms. I'm looking at the Top Shoe chat room. There's Lisa, Gerald, Lance, Tommy T, and Reverend Allen. Allen? Reverend Allen is... No, that can't be fucking Allen Wayne. Hey, Reverend Allen, are you Reverend Allen Wayne? Anyway. In the Spreaker chat room, we got... Oh, I said Bob the Avenger. It's Bob the Average Listener. I'm sorry, Bob. You got Paul Dembski. You got the Jewish producer. You got... a whistleblower. Who else we got up in here? You got Billy Badass and you got Stacy Wartz. Yeah. And in the Blog Talk Radio chat room, you got Holmes, Little Fish, and Unplug the Bandit. Thank you for joining me, everyone. And there's other chat rooms. I'm not going to mention people's names, but Yeah, shout out to all those people on the chan who are listening to us live. Yes, I see everybody. Terrible. Yeah. Anyways, we're back live. Let's go ahead and fucking discuss some certain things that we need to discuss, like what the fuck is going on with the children of the world. Now, in my neck of the woods, there is a sad story that's going on, and it really bothers the fucking shit out of me. And I just can't believe, like, what the fuck are children nowadays, what the fuck are they getting themselves into? What would possess a fucking kid to do this shit? On Sunday, a little 8-year-old girl vanished from her apartment complex. And later on that night, they found her raped, strangled, and thrown in a dumpster. And guess what? A 15-year-old boy was standing near the dumpster, like he wanted to make sure that she was still in there. And they say that this kid went through great lengths to hide her body. And I just can't believe this shit. 8-year-old fucking girl. Shit, when I was 15 years old, I was fucking 19-year-old. Shit, I had me a 21-year-old one time. Fucking an 8-year-old little fucking kid? Are you fucking serious? What the fuck are these fucking people thinking, man? I mean, who raises these fucking children? And you know what pisses me off is, like, when they talk about the kid, the 15-year-old, they're like, oh, he is such a good boy. He has great manners. And you know, he's such a good child. If he was such a good child, he wouldn't do this shit. Like, what is the world coming to? You got little kid fucking killers. Sick ass motherfucker. Poor little girl. I just cannot fucking believe this. She was last seen. Oh, they found her body the next morning. I'm sorry. She was last seen, actually, one fucking whole day. One whole fucking day. Just can't fucking believe this shit. And it really fucking sickens me, people, that this has to happen. Not some sick-ass old adult motherfucker that has no life. A fucking 15-year-old kid did this shit. And to those of you who don't believe me, I'm going to... Chewbacca, put that story in the chat room. I think that's fucking sick. That is so fucking sick. It's like, why the fuck does this type of shit have to happen? Who teaches a kid to do this shit? To plan out a fucking murder and just dump her body and act like fucking nothing happened? Goes to show how stupid he is. standing right next to the dumpster, making sure she's still in there. Dumb motherfucker. I hope he goes to jail for the rest of his life. Hope he gets butt-fucked by Bubba. And I hope he fucking goes through a living fucking hell like that poor little 8-year-old girl did. Fucking son of a fucking bitch. But that just sickens me, people. But this is what children are thinking of nowadays. They're out there taking out their own. This fucking kid played with this fucking little kid. So of course, she's gonna trust him. Say they went to go walk somewhere. This motherfucker plotted this. I can't fucking believe that shit. I hope a judge throws the fucking book at that fucking bastard. I hope they charge the parents. For real. I really hate this shit, people. Our fucking future. Our goddamn fucking future is already starting to fucking fail us. These two children are supposed to be a part of our future to make sure that America succeeds. Instead of playing video games or fucking Foursquare, stupid fuck raped a little girl and dumped her body in the goddamn trash. What's next? What is fucking next? That's all I gotta fucking say. I weep for the future, people, because this is fucking terrible. And this happened in my neck of the woods. This happened probably about maybe 45 minutes away from me. And I was actually going to go to Santa Cruz on Monday. But shit, since all that shit goes down, fuck. They stop every car. Fuck, they check everything. So if I was to go over there all stoned and, you know, blunts everywhere, fuck, I'll go to jail. So I think, fuck that shit. My God, man. I would like to meet the parents of this sick, psychotic fucking kid and ask, what did they do wrong to make this fucking idiot do this? That is fucking pathetic. Well, it's time to talk about something. Yeah, too much Grand Theft Auto. No, that's not in Grand Theft Auto. They don't even have no children on Grand Theft Auto. That's just, sorry, people, I had to take my earpiece out of them. I got so fucking mad, my ears are sweating. That just pisses me off, man. It's like, shit, I remember when I was young, at that age, wanting to be an inventor of things. Like, you know, I wanted to fucking be the first inventor of the side airbag. I wanted to be an inventor of a new rocket that would go to Mars, and you could go there, land, look at it, and shoot back. I had ideas of this, that, and this. I wasn't out there plotting murders, ready to fucking rape fucking... I mean, I just can't believe this fucking stupid fuck. And then everywhere, cops are killing everybody. You know, I've seen more cop murders than I've seen ISIS fucking heads being fucking chopped off this year alone. And usually, trust me, I love to see a good head being chopped off. I always watch those ISIS videos. Maybe it's because I'm sick and I would love to chop somebody's head off. But the thing is, the way they do it with a dull-ass knife, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Like, what is our children learning nowadays to make them think like this? But if he plotted everything, dumped the body, usually a little kid, you know, being scared after he killed her, would just leave her right there in the fucking woods. Nah, he took her body and dumped it in a fucking dumpster. That kid was smart enough to do that. So don't come at me with, oh, he pleads insanity. Fuck that shit. Just like that one shooter at the Batman movie in Colorado. Oh, he pleads insanity. No, he wasn't insane. He's just a little bitch that wanted attention. You could tell by the way he looked. This is what happens when people don't get pussy. Look at this 15-year-old kid. He raped a fucking little girl. He didn't want some older bitch that had experience and had tits and ass. Nah, he wanted a little girl that wasn't even developed. What a sick son of a bitch. Seriously, if I would have found out that kid did that, I would have hung him in the backyard. I think people need to be fucking hung so America can fucking see that you fuck up, we're going to fucking hang you and leave your body out there so the crows can fucking pick at your face. And the funny thing is America protects these idiots. Like, say, for instance, if I was to witness that fucking, what that kid did to that little girl, and say if I go and kill that kid, oh, I would be in trouble because I killed him. He wasn't guilty by law yet, you know, even though I witnessed it. I mean, seriously, if you kill a rapist, you're in the deepest shit in the world. Not the rapist, no. He was an innocent person that accidentally did a crime. Our country protects these fucking idiots. Like if somebody breaks into your house ready to kill you with a gun and shit, but yet you get the upper hand and you kill that motherfucker, you gotta go to trial. You gotta go to trial for that shit. Because that person was an innocent person. He could have maybe went into the wrong home. He didn't know. He was carrying his friend's gun because his friend gave him that gun to hold because he was afraid that there was a Devo in the neighborhood. They'll come up with the fucking most stupidest shit in the fucking world, man. I swear to God, America is just so fucking stupid nowadays. They protect the most dumbest fucking criminals of the world. Even when somebody admits a crime, they're guilty, they tell you how they did the crime, whatever. They still have to go through a fucking justice fucking system. Even though the motherfucker admitted to everything. Said everything, where everything's at. Case closed, right? No, he has to go through a fucking, a 12-man jury to make sure if he is properly convicted the right way. And what I don't understand is, say somebody rapes you know, say a guy rapes a chick, kills her, okay? He'll get maybe 15 years, all right? But if I go out and I go kill another gang member, I'm getting 25 to fucking life. How do you justify the same time of the same crime? You know, I mean, I didn't rape that motherfucker, but, you know, I killed him. That motherfucker killed that bitch after he raped her. Like, well, what the fuck here? He did more shit than I did, but yet I'm going to do 25 to life. Explain that to me, Mr. fucking wizard. How America fucks up itself. This beautiful country. This beautiful country has really fucked themselves up. You guys notice how many homeless bums there are in every fucking city? How it's making your city look disgusting? Instead of putting these people to work, because these people can walk, they can move their hands, they can talk, they can make signs. Instead of offering a bunch of these people, you know, a job to work for the city, to go out in the city and clean up garbage on all the streets. Just go around, you know, pick up garbage, blah, 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 blah. Clean up the fucking streets. Those people who were once bums will turn into sophisticated people because they will no longer be bums anymore. You think bums want to be bums for the rest of their lives? Fuck no. If they have a chance to change, remember Obama wanted change? Here's a chance to change people. But our cities and our counties and our government don't even think of fucking wonderful ideas like this. They would rather leave your streets dirty. They would rather leave your fucking country looking like a fucking wasteland. You know our country is the most beautifulest country in the goddamn world? But yeah, we fuck ourselves because America's too busy taking care of other pieces of shit across the pond. And all those other fucking bedrock countries. Why the fuck do we give aid anymore? Answer that question to me. Why do we give aid to these fucking countries that don't even respect us? Huh? If we would stop giving aid and build an electrical fucking fence on every border, even in good old Canada, we could have money for that shit. We could have money to clean up America. But they'll never do it. America is like a boss that doesn't want you to succeed to try to take over his position. And it's sad when you think about that. Like, look at me, I got a couple of good ideas. Yeah, they're good, they're great, they'll work. No one will ever use them. There's so many ideas out there that are so great, but nobody will ever use them. Because like I told you, they want you to hang around and worry about what's going on now than in the future. See, I look out for the future because I want the children of the world and whoever else is going to be in the future, I want them to succeed. I want them to flourish. I want them to fucking live the dream that our forefathers died for. So many people have died to make this country so beautiful. And I want this country to still be beautiful even after my time. But people don't see it that way. They'd rather destroy this fucking country. I heard the other day one of my friends, he was all fucking stupid, throwing trash on the street. He's like, I'm going to die pretty soon anyway, so it's not like I give a shit. Like, bitch, then die then. I'd rather have you dead now than fucking coming every day and throwing garbage on my goddamn streets. Like, I'm tired of these stupid people with their dumb ideas thinking it's okay. But this is America for you people. This is Junkyard America. And like the man who invented that name, Ghost, once said, that this place is going to end up eating itself, and it's starting to do it. Ever since the assassination of John F. Kennedy, this wonderful country has fucking ate shit. And everyone seems to just sit there and watch it fucking go down. No one's doing jack shit. There's a lot of things that you people could do by listening to me. Go out and change something. Help somebody. Fix something. Make this country beautiful again. But yeah. It is what it is, people. And that's how the cookie crumbles. We're going to go ahead and go to a commercial break because we need to fucking get paid over here. So we'll be back right here in the danger zone on good old 186.2 Deuce, a worldwide radio show.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alerts, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-877-653-8844. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-877-653-8844. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-877-653-8844. That's 1-877-653-8844.
Tim gave everything he had to our country. Now, he's having flashbacks, and someone's going to pay. Howitzer is back. Evacuator.
Die, you scum!
One man's search for peace.
Good night, bitches! I'll kill him before he screams!
One man's search for hope.
Let's do some killing. Let's kill for the kids!
One man's search for the truth.
After I torched those villages and raped all those schoolgirls, I just can't seem to get those images out of my head.
He gave everything. Then the liberals turned their backs on our heroes, and now he's out for the truth.
What do you smell, wandering hands?
Smell fear.
Good, let's arm wrestle.
That'd be a different film.
Okay, let's kill some commies!
Me find Vietnamese squaw.
He's wrestling the chopper down. Shoot him!
I'm an American, and you're not! So fucking die!
He's too strong!
Evacuator.
Let's evacuate these bitches!
Rated RP for really patriotic.
Children are our future, all of our future. And of course, we want the future to be bright. We want the future to be healthy. We want the future to be perfect. And for those who can afford it, we believe we have the right to demand perfection and control nature. That's where Eugenics Incorporated International comes in. Morality is none of our business. Making sure you have the right baby is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Von Singer. You're discerning. You wouldn't accept the wrong car, or the wrong job, or the wrong house. Why on earth should you accept the wrong child? Visit Eugenics Incorporated International and get the perfect baby. Satisfaction guaranteed, subject to medical test and unforeseen accidents.
Visit us on the web at eugenicsincorporated.com and start designing your perfect baby today.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program,
186.2.
Already in progress.
And we're back on America's favorite, most hated show here on all the internet web fucking places. This is 186.2, the worldwide radio show. And thank y'all for joining me. I appreciate every single one of you people listening to us on all the fucking websites. Anyways, apparently McDonald's breakfast all day will happen soon. You know what pisses me off? Oh, now they're starting to do it in October. You know what pisses me the fuck off? That's why I don't go to McDonald's anymore. I don't even eat fast food anymore because of this type of fucking incidents. One time I went to fucking Taco Bell. It was 10:59. And they couldn't serve me the breakfast menu. Because in 1 minute, it was going to be 11. But it says breakfast items are available until 11. I still had time. But they wanted to fucking give me trouble. So I told them to go fuck themselves. McDonald's did the same shit. I just wanted pancakes. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You're 2 minutes late. Fuck that. It's still morning. But now, apparently, this is what happens. And yep, that's life. Just fucking sickens me. It really fucking sickens me. Starting in October, people, McDonald's will offer breakfast items at any time. But yeah. But oh well. This is life, people. This is fucking life. And it sickens me that we have to sit here. We have to really sit here and fucking cry and mourn and really seriously take a moment of silence. You guys know that good old Whitney Houston's wonderful daughter, who was so smart and educated, had recently died just like her mother. They found her floating. She was unresponsive. She was just like her mother. And the news worldwide, I mean, seriously, they fucking broadcasted her fucking death like this bitch is a celebrity. She is not a celebrity. This is just what came out of her and Bobby Brown one day that Bobby Brown nutted and fucking this was the perfect object that came out. But yet all of us, America, has to cry for this pathetic piece of fucking shit. And like I said, ladies and gentlemen, it sickens me day in and day out when the news fucking wastes news time on this fucking stupid bitch with a gap tooth in her fucking mouth. It's like your mother left you a lot of money. Wouldn't you think you would start a new life? Wouldn't you think that you would actually motherfucking change your life if you got this big old inheritance? Wouldn't you think? But nah, that fucking idiotic bitch, she done fucked up her life. She got with some fucking loser. Then the loser's over there spending her fucking money. What a fucking smart criminal that motherfucker is. Oh, that bitch is in a coma. Don't worry. I'm just going to go ahead and, just take her money. Yep. And that's what happens, people. But what sickens me is, like, this bitch was the dumbest bitch in the world, but yet the news glorifies this shit. The news takes this fucking retarded bitch, this fucking buck-toothed fucking bitch, this retarded looking fucking dumb hoe, they immortalize her. They make her like her mother, and this bitch didn't even work a day in her fucking life. So what the fuck is that? What does that tell you, people? But hey, this is the new America, people. This is the new America. Yep. I hope everyone's happy. I hope everyone understands that poor Bobby Christina was a victim. You know what? I'm going to tell you what happened to that dumb fucking piece of shit bitch. She was crying about her mom. Oh, mom, I miss you. So her fucking boyfriend got fucking mad. Say, stop crying about your mom. And she's there crying, hey, I want to be with my mom. So the boyfriend said, oh, you want to be with your mom? Okay, well, let's get the tub ready. Turn on the tub water. And fucking hair. You want to be with your mom? You want to be like your mom? This is the only way you'll ever see your mom. You got to die like your mom. And that's what he did. Case closed. Goofy Bone knows everything. But yeah, I just can't believe America still loves fucking dumb motherfuckers like this. Like, are we really supposed to stop everything we're doing and cry for this dumb bitch? This bitch had 20 million cash coming to her. She was set for life. She didn't have to do shit. but it's always good to fuck up, right? Perfect example. But anyway, I tell you people, and another thing that's going around, round in the fucking news, I'm going to be honest with you, I've never heard of Cecil the Lion. I've heard of Benny and Cecil, you know, Cecil the Sea Serpent. But supposedly a hunter who paid $55,000 to kill this Cecil the Lion. Apparently this hunter was an American dentist. A Minnesota dentist has been identified as the person who reportedly paid the $55,000 to kill Cecil, the iconic lion who lived in the, I don't know, somewhere out there in Zimbabwe, fucking national park. Well, whatever. The shooter's name is Walter Palmer, an American hunter who was included in the 2009 New York Times feature on big game hunting. It was revealed by two independent sources that this guy who paid a wonderful hunting permit of $55,000 to kill a 13-year-old lion that was beloved by many people who came to explore the park. Well, at least he didn't get to kill it with a shotgun or anything like that. He killed it with a bow and arrow. Rest in peace, Cecil. See, this is what I'm talking about. An idiot would pay $55,000 to kill this lion when he could have fucking paid half of that money and went and killed off another lion. Oh, well, shit happens, right? But, I mean, the fucking internet is at a big uproar over this. I mean, seriously. But hey, hunters are hunters. Hunters will always be hunters until the hunter gets hunted. But until then, the hunter is going to hunt. And all you people need to realize, if they have the money, anything is fucking possible. But hey, this is life. Like I've told you people millions of times, when you're out there hunting, it costs. It costs a lot of money to fucking hunt. And this guy is obviously a big game hunter. And it shows. So everyone's at a big old uproar. It's all over fucking Twitter. We should all hate this person because he killed a fucking lion. You should blame the people that took the $55,000 instead of the fucking hunter. Because he couldn't hunt if you guys didn't give him the right of way. But anyways. I want to give a big rest in peace to a person by the name of Chris Teal, a Santa Clara Blackhawk hockey player who lost his life on Saturday. May he rest in peace. But yeah. Don't come at me with any sympathy stories about motherfucking hunters, because I'm a hunter myself, people. I shoot a recurve, 45 pounds, carbon fiber, arrows, you name it, I fucking shoot it. And I will be hunting this season. Well, apparently in sad news, Chipotle has dethroned Subway as the healthiest fast food chain. But is it really valid? I'm going to tell you right now, Chipotle is a piece of shit place. I hate eating their food. How can you make a white person's Taco Bell? I still eat Subway sandwiches, people. But apparently, Chipotle has jumped up in the stock market, and of course, I do not have their stock. But they are doing what they're doing, and it looks like they're doing a good job. Chewbacca's waving his hand. Is that the phone ringing, Chewie? All right. We're going to go ahead and take a phone call and see who this is. Caller, you're live.
Yeah, cut this damn show off right now. Deactivate it and get it off.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't know. You haven't been around lately to fucking understand. I'm not dealing with pieces of shit like you anymore. All you dumb fucking stupid radio disc jockeys, get the fuck out of here. I'm doing my own thing now. I don't got time to be playing with these fucking retards. Get the fuck out of here. Go do something creative. Piece of fucking shit. These people will never fucking grow up. That's a fucking black man trying to be fucking Ric Flair. Talk about what the fuck is that supposed to mean? Explain that to me, Mr. Wizard. Get the fuck out of here. Go fucking play with fucking Blue Rose and shit. Get the fuck out of here. Got time for stupid fucks. Well, anyways, Chipotle has supposedly taken the crown from Subway. I ate Chipotle maybe 3 times in my life, and trust me, tastes like shit. But let me tell you something, Subway is more better. I enjoy it. I don't know about you, but I enjoy it. And speaking of foods. Did you guys hear that Wendy's is testing an antibiotic-free chicken for their chicken nuggets? And all their other chicken products, like what, the spicy, Azagor chicken, something like that? See, you guys gotta understand, all these fucking chickens nowadays, they're all fucking they're antibiotic. They're fucking stuffing these chickens so fat with different fucking things. Mostly shooting them up with water to get them all fucking plumped, but seriously. Good for you, Wendy's. It doesn't mean that you're gonna be a fucking good place to go eat fast food. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this just in. A 911 dispatcher apparently hung up the phone on a woman giving CPR to a shooting victim. And she basically told the person to deal with it yourself. Isn't that special? An Albuquerque, New Mexico dispatcher from the fire department has reportedly resigned after a transcript from a 911 call showed him hanging up on a caller who was giving first aid to a 17-year-old shooting victim who later died. Oh, isn't that sad? Matthew Sanchez was originally reassigned out of the dispatching center, but then he decided to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to quit. The dispatcher is apparently known as the person who I'm going, who told the person to go ahead and deal with it. But yeah. Apparently, somebody was shot in the kitchen. Somebody was trying to fucking, in a drive-by shooting. The neighbor came to try to help that person, called 911, and fucking dispatcher basically told him, deal with it yourself. Apparently, they said, what? Okay, do you know what, mama? You can deal with it yourself. I'm not going to deal with this, okay? Oh, well. But I tell you, people, these fucking 911 people, someone had a fucking bad day. That's all I gotta say. Someone had a fucking very bad day. That's sad, though, when you think about it. Like, they're supposed to be there taking your call, ready to go. Jesus. Anyways. Apparently, Boy George is trying to make a comeback. Oh, God. No, comma, Camellia's over here. I mean, seriously, Boy George. You're old now. Nobody's heard of you anymore. Jesus Christ. That would be like Bill Cosby trying to come back to work. It's not going to happen right. But anyways, we're going to get the fuck out of here. Kind of was upset by that stupid fucking dumb fuck. What's his name? Fucking Nate? A.K.A. Todd Morris. What a dumb fucking bitch. Get your characters and get the fuck out of here. I'm not playing that shit anymore. What, you think I want to spend money just to play fucking pancake with you dumb fucks? Time to grow up. Anyways. We're going to get the fuck out of here. I want to thank everyone for tuning into the Danger Zone. Thank you from the bottom of my heart and from everybody here at good old 186 Point Deuce. We want to say have a great night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Because if they do, you take a shoe and beat those motherfuckers until they're black and blue.
186 Point Deuce is brought to you in part by...
Where is the original Goofy Bone?
Acme Corporation, featuring outlandish products that fail or backfire catastrophically at the worst possible time.
Oh, yeah, they pissed me off. Oh, I just want some fucking attention. I just want some fucking attention. Wah, wah.
Sirius Cybernetics Corporation, a decidedly inept company responsible for the design and creation of a wide range of robots and labor-saving devices.
How do you babysit a little black kid?
How?
You lick his lips and stick him through a window.
How dare you!
MomCorp, a large multi-billion-dollar industrial complex with numerous subsidiaries and a monopoly on robot production.
I am...
Wrong damn tad!
The new face of fear! Don't you understand, Goofy? Oh, do you understand the power of darkness? The power of hate? You don't. You know nothing about it.
Additional funding was provided by...
You better shut your freaking mouth. You understand me, you little weasel?
Since 1968, Rich Industries continues to provide a number of quality auto services to customers both in Krieger and nationwide.
The person you're hosting your show with today will be your enemy tomorrow, because none of you loser motherfuckers have 1 ounce of loyalty.
Major funding for this program was provided by...
I succeeded. I destroyed you.
Soil and Corporation, whose newest product is Soil and Green, A green wafer advertised to contain high-energy plankton from the world's oceans.
Yeah, I turned it in. Did y'all hear me? I turned the report in. I did it. Me admitting it on the air. So if you get 404, I did it. Okay?
You're jealous?
The very big corporation of America taking over the world, one small business at a time.
A secret document containing the names of men within privately favored friendly relations with the West.
This program was made possible in part by a grant from Warbucks Industries, now the world's largest producer of depleted uranium artillery shells, cluster bombs, and cat food.
We know this is a plot to acquire the document, thereby embarrassing the West.
Shun magic and shun the appearance of magic, shun everything, and then shun shunning.
As always, should you or any member of your force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
I'm fucking serious here. Out of all of the things that we accomplished here, we're the most controversial show here on Spreaker. And
hold
you're
on,
gonna
back
let
here.
These
I hear some
low-life
hold
losers
on, hold on, I hear some
ruin it.
This tape will self-destruct.
This tape will self-destruct.
This tape will self-destruct.
This tape will self-destruct.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.